We're in Psalm 78 in our daily reading, yesterday and today, and it's Asaph's psalm, and Asaph is describing God's chosen people and how they acted toward life, more than that, how they acted towards God. These are some of the things he says. They were fickle and faithless. They did not stay true to God. They were cowards to God's covenant. They refused to walk by his word. They were delivered over and over and over again, and they sinned all the more. They rebelled against God. And in verse 22 it says they didn't believe God. They had no intention of trusting him. However, God helped them anyway. He gave them everything. But they kept right on sinning. So then we get to verse 37. They could not have cared less about him and wanted nothing to do with his covenant. But God was compassionate. He forgave the sin. He did not destroy them. Over and over, he reined in his anger, restrained his considerable wrath, but they kept giving him a hard time, rebelled against God, the high God. Their pagan orgies provoked God's anger. Their obscene idolatries broke his heart. Interesting. They broke his heart. What idolatry do you have at work in your heart? What idolatry do I have at work in my heart? Because if I'm engaging in idolatry of any kind, I'm breaking God's heart. He does not like idolatry. How sad, how sad. Let's not be like them. Let's be the people of Psalm 79, verse 13. So let's stand and let's say it. We're going to say it from the King James, and then we're going to say it from the Message Bible. So Psalm 17, we're reaching to tomorrow's psalm for the conclusion of the story. And this is it. Who are we? Who are we? So we, thy people, and the sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever. And we will show forth thy praise to all generations. And from the Message. Then we, your people, the ones you love and care for, will thank you over and over and over. We'll tell everyone we meet how wonderful you are and how praiseworthy you are. Let us be thankful to the God of our salvation. Let's have precious, humble hearts. Grateful hearts filled with gratefulness to him, and let's show him and let's tell him about it. Let's praise him. Let's thank him over and over again every day. If we do, we will be experiencing what the keys of the kingdom can do for us.
That's good.
That's a key of the kingdom. Those are keys. These are secrets in the kingdom of God. And if we have that attitude, we're going to stay with him. We're going to be true to him. And he's going to smile because he likes what we're doing. Amen.